Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yeah.
said that the mantra is chanted in a state of cultivation. In Sanskrit, then the word sadhana is used. And when it is chanted in a state of cultivation, then the mantra is elevating the consciousness, lifting us above. Just as on the turbulence that is there in the world around us will not affect us, because the mantra becomes filled with consciousness. The consciousness becomes filled with the mantra. It says, just as there are many rivers that flow into the ocean, they don't affect the level of the ocean, because the ocean is so full. In the same way, and so many impressions, so many desires are flowing into the consciousness. When the consciousness is filled, it is not affected. Bhagavad Gita, or an ancient Chinese monk, Confucius, is saying that the men of old were responding to the outside, but not affected on the inside. So mantraing in cultivation, then the chanting of the mantra is a culture. And in the elevated state of consciousness, the mantra awakens within us our original self, the self that goes beyond culture, beyond external imposition. At that time, the mantra has become our very nature. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Scriptures, they speak about purified nature.
When the wind becomes freed from
the full sense that it picked up, when the consciousness becomes free from so many things we picked up, like just like anger. Anger has a place, but because if someone is attacking us or destroying someone attacking a child, well, that's the time to display anger. So it's not that anger is per definition bad, but uncontrolled anger, misdirected anger can be a real issue. So an example. So gradually the consciousness becomes purified and the mantra lifts up the mind above all these things, fears, you name it, all the negative emotions or attachment, so much attachment to some things. And gradually the mind becomes attached to the eternal dimension, which is both personal and energy. And there we find a resting place. And then we come to our true nature. And this way, both nature and culture beyond. Hope I satisfy everybody. And thank you for being with us. Looking forward to meeting you some other time.